Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the only thing you're going to leave with. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the studio tonight. Kelly Ray in the corner. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How you doing, Andy?
Good. I'm good. What's the continuing with our theme here? What's your favorite activity with your kids? You're the only one with little kids left.
Oh, man. Dude, probably wrestling around with them in the house, hanging out.
Roughhousing.
Yeah. Showing them cool karate moves.
Yeah.
Ritualistic beatings.
Does your daughter engage with,
oh, yes,
like that?
Okay. 100%. And then, well, now they're the age where they get into tiffs, and sometimes it gets very violent, okay, which I'm like, whoa, easy.
See a spider monkey?
Did you just 12 to 6 elbow your brother in the top of the head? And then other times they're playing
your
and
form's all off.
Yeah, let me show you how to do it. And it's like, I mean, I love them. They're awesome. I love the fact that they know I'm a big kid, so you know they go to their mom's house for a few days, and it's really cute. They leave toys out for me to play with. Actually, no, it's just them not picking up their crap.
I gotta believe there is always some form of a fort in your home.
It's as they've gotten a little bit older, so it's less and less, but okay, that was a very frequent thing for a while.
I love forts.
Besides, and Brian has a fort.
Yeah, no, obviously.
I sleep in a fort, yeah.
But, I mean, I was the instigator of most fort building.
Yeah.
They would do it. I'm like, what is this?
Let me show you
how to build a fort.
Amateur hour.
So I got hallways. I got different rooms, compartments. You're like, man, how do you know how to do this? This is what I grew up
doing. Lots and lots of time. All right, BQ. What's going on, brother? This is your episode tonight.
Yes, sir. Ready to go. Not much. Doing well. You?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Figure we'll do some trivia.
See what happens.
Your question this week, if you think back to your college days, mm-hmm, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say a class that pleasantly surprised you?
Oh, wow.
Victor, no. History of religion.
Hey,
it was
close to my
good
answer.
That's a good one.
It was an ethics class in social work.
Okay. Mm. Is that what helped spark your interest?
No, I was already in the major, but we met an author. He wrote a book. He's from Cairo, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the last locations and one of the last pushes of the civil rights movement. So we went down there, did like a trip down there, and crazy, like bullet holes in the police station still, because there was like riots and big unrest, and very cool. It's
mostly a ghost town, isn't it now?
Now it is, yeah.
Very dilapidated. So like
you get to go down to Ohio, Mississippi, right where they meet.
Yeah.
We had some fried fish on the river. It was a cool experience, but yeah, that class surprised me.
There you go. Great answer. Nicholas.
Hey. What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Your question is food related this week.
I feel like that's every week now.
All right. So they know that you're the food guy.
Okay.
They being some group of acquaintances. Let's call them coworkers.
Sure.
Sitting down at a restaurant. Hey, Nick, order the table some appetizers. What are you throwing out there that you're confident everybody's going to eat?
Oh. Ooh.
You get one appetizer.
Mm. You only get one.
That's tough.
One choice.
One for the table.
Not to make you sweat.
Oh, that's a tough one.
No, it's not. It's toasted ravioli. Yes.
But that's regional, bro. Where are you at?
Okay, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Man, that's...
Nachos, potato skin.
Nachos is a solid because you're sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
If you're doing one...
That's a standard share.
But I feel like when it says one, there's more than just one.
Yeah,
I mean, you get like five
at the table, including yourself.
Yeah,
you and seven.
Five orders of this or that. Like otherwise, that's
two orders. Nachos of one
thing. I get what you're saying, and that's a very difficult question.
Well, of course it
that's
is.
That's so hard. That's really hard to nail down.
Shots.
Oh, now you're.
So yeah, it's just alcohol. That's the starter. that's almost an impossible question.
Chips and salsa.
Come back to him.
Nobody doesn't like salsa. Come on.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, I feel like I got to go dip.
Jeez.
If it's for the table.
Yeah.
What dip?
Oh, artichoke, spinach.
No, I think spinach artichoke dip is the most overrated dip of all time, only seconded by buffalo chicken dip.
I thought you were a decisive man. Come on.
So a buffalo chicken dip.
I like the
that's
the
off.
Pretzels with the beer cheese.
That I like that too.
Tough. You're alienating the gluten-free people.
I don't talk to them.
We don't.
They wouldn't be at my table.
I don't.
They can watch me eat it.
I wouldn't have invited them to dinner in the first place. Yeah.
So. They're eating in the parking lot waiting for us to finish.
All right, we're moving on.
Please do.
Dr. Scott over there in the other corner.
Yo.
How are we doing tonight?
A little under the weather.
Yeah.
Feeling a little rough. I look like Nick, probably.
You do look very bad.
Yeah.
But you've never looked this good.
I'm powering through. Thank you.
Tell the listeners what's the last pretty good to really good movie you watched.
Well, that's tough.
It's been a while, probably.
A lot of garbage out
there. Is this like just movie in general or theater?
Just what comes to mind. Okay. It doesn't even have to be one you watched recently, but
a theater movie I thought was good. I liked it.
Yeah, Brian and I went and saw a movie called Dead Man Wire, right?
Dead Man's Wire.
Yeah. Dead Man's Wire.
Based on a true story.
Took place in Indianapolis in the 70s. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. 70s? Yeah.
Yeah, but a guy that goes to a mortgage company that did him over and basically kidnaps a guy, puts this contraption around his neck called a dead man's wire, and takes him back to it. Yep. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it was actually quite good.
Sounds like a real uplifting story.
Yeah, well, there was comedy, though.
The guy's actually kind of quirky and funny.
Quirky and funny.
And even like the aftermath of what happened to him afterwards was funny. We were laughing.
The whole story is he was
a quirky guy. Like, it's serious, but there's some good humor there too.
Okay. Never heard of this film.
Me either.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
I'm a film guy.
There's a newer movie called 30 Minutes or Less, and it's based off a true story where a guy
pizza delivery guy
put a bomb around his neck.
Oh yeah.
I've watched that documentary. What's
his name? Jesse Eisenberg, is that his name?
I believe so.
The Facebook, like, he did a movie called 30 Minutes or Less.
That's it. Okay. That's what I'm referring to.
That's not a recent movie, though.
No, I didn't say that. I said the movie that he's discussing reminded me of that.
Oh, gotcha.
Put a bomb around his neck.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I got lost in the mix.
Pay attention. Pay attention.
Are we in the same room?
He's still thinking about appetizers.
Yeah, I actually am. Trying to think of like one of the greatest appetizers I've ever had.
Your time is gone.
Yeah, I know. Just keep it going.
And now you're wasting my time and the listener's time.
All right. Moving along to our question of the week. We're going to have to answer this one quick because we've been dabbling in the opener here. But I believe Pro-Am's got it for us.
I sure do. Tonight, Sarah Olson sent us something from Facebook, and she would like to know if you could bring back one discontinued product, what would you resurrect?
Prima Nocte.
Wow.
Are you the king in this case?
It just came to my head. Wow. Obviously,
breed them out.
Wow.
It's only the only dead thing that has come to mind. Hmm. No, I have instantly. I have my answer. I'm deeply affected by this. I consider myself not a master, but well-versed on the barbecue grill. And for, I don't know, the better part of two decades, I was loyal to a very specific generic barbecue sauce at our local grocery store.
Malls?
No, it was a Best Choice version, which is a generic brand, KC Masterpiece Blue Label. Mm-hmm. I would buy it in the giant jugs and just use the jinkers out of it. And all of a sudden I show up at the store to buy some and it's not there. And I ask about it. I don't know, 6-7 years ago that this happened. Mm-hmm. All right, don't do it. and I still have never seen it, and I'm deeply affected by it.
That's really it. Scott, what do you got?
I love it.
It's trivial, I see.
I want the Nintendo Entertainment System back.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want sit on the floor and put cartridges into a machine and play video games in 8-bit.
Got to blow on graphics.
And not this bullcrap ones that they've released recently with 600 games on them. It's not the same.
It's not. And when it is brand new out of the box, you're not blowing on it. You're not tapping on it. It works perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't want to have to, anytime I'm in the mood for a retro game night, I don't want to have to be blowing into cartridges and tapping it and twisting wires. Just pop it in and play some old school games.
Ah, Paperboy is the first game that came to mind.
Excite Bike.
There you go.
Kelly, what do you got?
Yeah, nice work.
I really can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I'm struggling too.
Not a food or a...
I'm struggling thinking of anything I've discontinued.
Hyper-colored shirts.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good answer.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just look it up, kids.
Yeah. That's right. That was early 90s. B?
I'm going to cheat. I got two answers.
Oh, give one to Kelly.
You're going Andy.
Bring back the two M's. Michelob Light and Motown music.
Oh,
no. That's what I want back.
Nope. Yeah, that sounds like a Saturday night. If
it does, doesn't it?
Motown never left in my house.
Truth.
Just no new ones.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Bring it back. The old school the sound, stuff.
Yeah.
You can't replicate that.
No.
Nick, do you ever come up with anything?
Not really. I mean, I can't really think of much that I miss. I mean, maybe smoking indoors again, you know, when it wasn't so faux pas.
You don't even smoke.
I don't even smoke.
I want to see somebody lighten up inside. Like,
I kind of want that again. I don't know why.
Nick wants cigarettes and capital punishment.
Yeah, I want my youth back, I guess. I don't know.
He's recently rewatched Mad Men.
Yeah,
that's funny. I like it.
Man should be able to smoke in a bowling alley.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And the booth next to you is non-smoking.
Any show or movie you've seen where it's based on like the 50s or 60s, everybody just smoking it. Seemed like a good time.
All the way up to the 90s.
Yeah, it seemed like a good time.
I think that still works in Mexico. I think that's...
That's great.
Yeah.
Last time I
have you ever been to a dive bar in southern Missouri? They still smoke there.
Still valid. All right, who was that pro-am?
Sarah Olson paid that.
Sarah, sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah, for sending that question in. You got a t-shirt code coming your way. So you can visit our merch store. It's at the top of our website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com. And you'll be able to take home some cool merch. Rep the show. Cool?
Cool.
All right. Big B, I think it's your time to shine here, brother. Mic's all yours.
All right, let's do it. So tonight, boys, we are doing some random trivia, a little old school.
Yeah.
No themes, just questions off the top of my head.
Ooh.
The only twist is there are 3 bonus questions.
Wait, did you write them or you're just asking questions that you think of?
That's interesting.
Popped in my head.
Just whatever comes to
looked
mind.
Them up.
You did look them up though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So they're factual. We got Pro-Am on the ready.
That's right.
All right.
So there are 3 bonus questions. So possibility of 13 points tonight.
Oh.
Okay. Each question, all the bonus questions are like kind of a, you know, say question one's about this. It's added on to that.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's three of those in there. So you guys ready?
Let's do the bell, baby.
All right.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on random trivia, some of our favorites. Here's how it works. Brian's going to host the episode tonight, so when he reads the question, we're going to write answers on our whiteboards. When he says reveal, we got to show our answers, and if we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point.
Yep.
And if we get it wrong, I'm sure Doc is ready to fire off the insults. So let's see who ends up on top. It's all yours, baby.
All right. Question number one.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt. We don't have a listener to
right past. Cheers, beers.
Yeah, all about it.
All right, but first, we do, of course, have to cheers our donors. We don't have a cheers beer this week. We have chosen the ever-famous Malort.
This bottle needs to run out.
Brian may not be able to talk. Who donated for us this week?
Not happy about this.
This week, our donor is Dustin Hale, coming to us from Instagram.
All right, Dustin, this is your fault.
This is your fault, Dustin.
I'm a little upset with you.
Oh, my God. I think it's gotten worse. It's so bitter.
That is so bad. Pure gasoline.
It's like...
It just stays
black
in
licorice and Bigfoot's...
Sex panther.
All right,
do Indian food in a dirty diaper.
Well, I am fact checking a little here on Malort and just see what I can come up with. It says it's a wormwood based liqueur.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just worm covered in dirt.
Famous for tasting aggressively bitter, and their original marketing leaned into the slogan, "Most first time drinkers never come back."
Yeah.
Well, that's hilarious.
That is
hilarious. That's actually pretty funny. Yeah. I like that.
How do you stay in business?
That's a great, wow, good for them.
All right, Brian.
It's got worse.
You stay in business by making something so terrible it becomes like a lure or whatever.
Like
you could put this on a
stink bait.
Yes, you could put this on a hook and it would.
Oh my God.
All right. At your
Brian,
leisure.
Good luck hosting this episode.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready for number one?
Mm-hmm. No, but go.
All right, here we go. Which U.S. city receives the least amount of rain annually?
Wow.
Okay.
Good question.
No hint? No hint?
You guys want me to give a hint or no?
I feel like a hint.
I don't think out of the gate we should give a hint.
It's up to you
this
guys.
This is no layup. I mean, what U.S. city?
Which U.S. city receives the least amount of rain?
I mean, some of Brian's trivias get pretty deep in the woods.
Yeah, that's you true. Know? But I feel this, like this is a good trivia question.
This one's not very, I don't feel like it's that deep in the woods. Great. Actually, the only hint I'll say is we've kind of discussed this before. I don't think it was ever a question, but it's come up before for sure.
Really?
Yep.
Which U.S. city?
I might need one of those markers, Kay.
I mean, it just feels like it's like the hint, at least, like, is this like a big, well-known city? Or are we talking about something that maybe the common man really doesn't know? That's the kind of thing I'm hung up on.
I'm not going to answer.
I think his hint was pretty spot on. The fact that we've discussed something about this gave me an answer to put down. I feel okay about it.
If you want. Another hint, something to you guys. I don't care, but
we have. You're saying we've discussed this city before. This city has been mentioned on this show before.
I don't know if it's on the show or you know, on air, off driveway, air, but right. We have talked about it. It has come up before.
It all blends together.
Really?
We've talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, like we'll get.
Yeah. You said the least amount of rain.
The least amount of rain annually.
I'm gonna change my answer.
That means a year, Nick.
Love it.
I'm still processing this malort.
Yeah, we all are.
Good gracious.
Punched me in my molars.
Yeah, it just doesn't fade nearly fast enough.
No, it doesn't.
It sticks with you. I poured way too much in that glass.
Let's go ahead and reveal. Andy has Yuma, Arizona. From Nick, we got Las Vegas. From Scotty, we got San Diego. And from Kelly, Yuma, Arizona. The correct answer is Yuma, Arizona.
I thought about that.
I remember the same thing because this was on
the most sunlight.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Which is the opposite.
That's why I was asking
rain.
If we talked about it on the show, and he didn't clarify that.
I wasn't sure. I knew we talked about it.
It was a question.
Yeah, it gets the most sunlight per year. Sunlight.
Which you knew.
So, yes, I think you were the only one
that knew.
Yeah.
So...
Dang it.
So Yuma is
connect the dots.
But that's why I was trying to get him to clarify if we had spoken of this. He's like, I don't know if we've spoken about it.
That doesn't mean
show.
The least rain, though.
No, not necessarily.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying.
I mean, common sense.
No, I was asking if we talked about on the show. It was an episode he wrote, and he could have easily said, yes, we discussed
this. I don't remember that.
I don't know if he wrote it, but it was a.
No, he did.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
He did.
So Yuma is consistently considered the driest city in the U.S., receiving between 3 and 4 inches of rain annually.
Huh. Man, that ain't much.
I got it right.
That's
not a lot of rain. That is very, very dry.
How much?
Between three and four inches a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is very little.
Call that a light drizzle on a Friday evening.
That makes me mad I didn't get Yuma.
Yeah, I was shocked, actually.
Well, just because, like, he didn't clarify, like, because I was like, did we discuss on the show? If he would have said yes, we definitely discussed on the show. Yuma was 100% my answer.
If somebody would have asked you that in relation to another question, would you remember if it was on the podcast?
Or I don't, okay. Probably not. Okay. You know, my memory's terrible.
Can't be mad.
Yeah. We've been doing this for, like, 3 decades. It's hard to remember when we talk about something.
Go ahead. Question 2, Bree. Come on.
All right, here we go. What Canadian-born Major League Baseball player has the most career home runs by a Canadian?
Hmm.
I like this. And I've recently seen a meme. They were talking about most home runs from each country.
Oh, okay.
And they did, like Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican, Mexico. And I
you want to read that again, anybody?
I know it's about Canada, which is definitely a...
What Canadian-born Major League Baseball player has the most career home runs by a Canadian?
Anybody know it?
I think
I can't even think of a Canadian-born player this
moment. I think I knew it at one time. I don't know if someone has surpassed it or not.
Gotcha. Canadian-born. Dang it.
I have no idea if my guy is Canadian or not, but a name popped into my head and I'm not leaving
going
it.
With it. I like it.
I've been screwed Canadian too many times.
Scott, look at me.
Deeply.
I think we have the same answer.
Okay.
I'm struggling to think of anybody that's Canadian born. And is it home runs?
Correct.
Yes.
Thanks for playing, Nick.
Triples.
Dang it.
Hit by pitch.
Like, I'm blanking hard right now.
10 seconds.
10? Okay. Canadian.
Fun.
Time.
Let's reveal. Andy has Mark Grace. We got Robin Yount from Nick, Larry Walker from Scotty, and Larry Walker from Kelly. The correct answer is Larry Walker.
Told you, Scott.
Yeah, you read my soul.
Read his eyes.
Dang.
Larry Walker has 383 career home runs.
Mark Grace is American.
He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2021. Played for three teams. Anybody know those three teams?
St. Louis Cardinals.
Colorado Rockies.
Yep.
Montreal.
There you go. Montreal Expos. That is correct. So, yeah. Bonus question.
Here we go. Put my board down.
Here's a time for another point. Chance for another point. Yep. Very similar. What Canadian-born Major League Baseball player has the second most home runs by a Canadian?
I don't know any Canadians. Canada is a weak spot for me.
Clearly.
What'd you get on the Canadian trivia?
Yeah, Ilford. Remember? You were there.
Oh, man. Well, okay, so the number, knowing the number that Larry Walker has, helps me eliminate a whole bunch of people that would otherwise pop into my head.
Yeah.
Dang it.
To me, this is, I'll give you a little hint, kind of a hint.
Okay.
To me, like, I don't think a lot of people know that he's Canadian-born. Sure. Like, Larry Walker, I knew Larry Walker's Canadian. Like, I know certain people, but this guy I didn't even know until I was researching.
Was that the hint?
That's the hint, yeah. Like, I wouldn't.
That's not a hint.
It's a little bit of a hint. I'm just saying, like, I know Larry Walker's Canadian. I didn't know this guy's Canadian. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Why is the next name that pops into my head another Cub? I don't know.
I cannot think of any Canadian.
I'm just realizing Larry Walker's the only Canadian-born player.
I know.
Do you want the home run? You want his total? That went down.
Yeah. Sure. Shoot it up. Give it up.
356.
Oh, so it's big too.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Oh, that is.
That's miss a lot of homers.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of home runs.
Nah, it's not that many. I want a team name. I can't think of anything.
That might. Would that give it away if we got a team name?
I think it would. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a bonus point.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bonus point too. So I don't want to.
Yeah. We're getting fast and loose with these hints, guys.
I know.
All right, 5 seconds, guys. 5 seconds.
Hold on. It's going to take me a while to write this game.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's reveal.
Jason Isringhausen? No.
Andy has Ryan Sandberg.
It's R-Y-N-E.
Nick, you got anything?
No, I'm blanking hard.
Harmon Killebrew from Scotty and...
Dante Calabria.
All right. No. Joey Votto. Right.
Joey
Votto.
Oh, okay. I did not know he was Canadian. Okay.
From Toronto.
How about that?
Wow. Did not know that.
Yep.
I like him even better now.
I like Joey Votto. He's a real fun, interesting kid. Guy.
Mm. You know, like, something specific about him?
His interactions with on interviews and...
Yeah.
I mean, he just seems like a cool guy.
Down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, very down-to-earth.
He plays that way,
yeah.
Right? Kind of hard nose, very...
him and Anthony Rizzo.
Goldschmidt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little more of a personality than Goldschmidt.
Fair enough. But hard nosed ball player, I mean.
You guys ready for number three?
Sure.
Pay attention here. It's important.
Okay.
So what is the best-selling beer in the United States by volume as of September 25? So in 25... to September, the best selling. Now there's a little hint. There's another beer that sold more money wise, but the most units by volume. This one is number one.
Okay.
Is this in a year or up to date?
Yeah, this is up to date as of September 25. So, in 25 and it was actually 24 and 25. This is the number one beer.
So that year or all time?
No, by year. So going 25.
So in 2025, what was the most sold beer by volume?
Yep.
Huh. So I'm having a hard time. So if I'm buying a beer at a bar, that just counts as a beer as opposed to a case of this. So that would add into the volume.
One beer can make more money. The other one, they sold more units.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was.
You're basically asking for the number one selling beer in 2025.
Yeah.
based on volume.
He but I want to do that because like if you look at a lot of lists, so there's another one that comes up, but it's that's money wise. I'm talking by volume, by units.
Okay,
I'm with you. That's why I'm saying list. Yeah,
I've got no questions for you. Kelly's making it harder.
I feel pretty good about this. I feel pretty good about this.
In 25? Okay.
All right, ready to reveal, boys?
Yeah, let's do
it. Andy, what you got? We got Bud Light by Andy, Mick Ultra by Nick, Budweiser by Scotty, and Busch Light by Kelly. The correct answer is Michelob Ultra.
Oh,
yes, it is.
So it took over Bud Light. In 25. So Bud Light was still selling more units, but Modelo, since 23, has made the most money.
Okay.
But they're still selling more Bud Light. More
specifically because of that ad campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to call Mick Ultras lady beers.
I thought that's what we called seltzers that Nick drank all those years.
Who cares? As long as you get drunk.
All right. You guys ready for number four?
Sure.
In what year was it officially determined that Pluto was not a planet?
Great question. No idea. Well, ballpark idea.
Yeah, got a 40-year window, right? At least.
Sure, you say so. Okay,
so let's see. No buffer on this? No plus or minus?
Nope, I want the year. I expect a lot from you guys.
I like it.
Absolutely no idea.
Well, again, that's not true. You know it's happened in your lifetime.
I will say when I wrote, I was like, Andy and Kelly, I was thinking when I wrote this, they're going to like it.
I do
maybe
love
have
it.
The, maybe have the best chance. I don't know.
I wish I knew it.
I do like it, but I'm having a hard time.
It's a great trivia question.
I'm trying to correlate other events that happened during then, but you know how I am with gears, Brian. A lot of times we'll be hanging out, and I'm like, oh, I did this. I'm like, Brian, what year was that?
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready to reveal? Everybody got something? All right, let's go. Andy's got 2000. Nick with 2002. Scotty with 2011. And Kelly with 2007. We do not have a correct answer.
Oh.
The correct answer is 2006.
Oh, okay.
Plus or minus one, right?
Yeah. So Pluto was reclassified as a dwarf planet in 2006 by the International Astronomical Union. So
why'd they have to mess with it?
I mean,
now it's out there just doing its own little thing. It's not even included in the main solar system anymore. Poor little.
And I went into more on that, and I can't remember all of them. Like, this is way too much. Like, you know what I mean? To read on there. Yeah, because it started talking about why it's not considered a planet anymore. It's revolutions and all. It hasn't gone around.
Why are we spending so many man hours and resources on
it
this?
It hasn't made a year, a revolution around the sun from since the time we discovered it and the time it wasn't
look
a
at that.
Planet.
Yeah. No. When is it expected to?
I have no idea. Yeah. It's a long time.
Let's look that up.
Tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take the day
we're
off.
We're a day early on it, but it's tomorrow.
All right, boys, we are moving on to number five. How many years did the Civil War last?
Oh, man, I got to remember when it started. I know when it ended.
How many years did the Civil War last?
This should be common knowledge.
It should be.
Somebody should know this.
It's a pretty important part of our history.
Somebody does know this.
One of us should know this. I don't think any of us do.
No, we're all guessing, I think.
Yep. Okay. I'm confident in my answer. I could be way off.
Yeah.
Everybody got something?
Samsonite.
All right. Let's reveal. We got 8 years by Andy, 4 by Nick, 6 by Scotty, and 3 by Kelly. What, we have one correct answer. 4 years.
Baby.
1861 to 1865.
You guys are so stupid.
Basically his presidency.
Yeah. Wow.
That's why I went 3. I thought it was...
For the record, he put 4. He could have meant days or months.
He said years.
He did. You didn't.
April of 61 to April of 65.
when Andy was a teacher.
Yeah.
And half a point.
You say April.
That's exactly right.
April of 61 to April of 65.
So exactly four.
A few days off.
Yeah. Damn near.
Basically the same. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
He was assassinated on April 14th, 1865.
Well, how about that?
They're on you.
Like I said, I've been watching a lot of movies and shows in that time frame. So
I dig it.
All right, that's five.
Take a break for our sponsors.
Take a break for the sponsors and get a score check.
All right, so after five, we have a very close game. Scott and Andy, you guys both have one.
Killing it.
I mean, we're just showing our intelligence. And Kelly and I both have two.
Big time.
So it's a close match.
The 40%ers.
Feel pretty good about that at this point.
D's get degrees, baby. Well, you're not there yet.
B, all right. It's all yours. Question all six. Let's hear it.
Question number six, boys. California is the most
populated. I thought you were going to say Canada. I really didn't think I was going to say. Sorry to cut you off. I was waiting for Canada again. I'm about tired of those. But go ahead. Sorry.
Yep. California is the most populated state in the USA. Which state is number two? So California is the most populated state. Which state is number two?
Oh, no, I've heard this before.
Okay. Well, I got three guesses, and I went with one.
Pretty much same. I have 49 guesses.
Three. Well, if that's where you're limited it down to,
I mean, Wyoming's on your list at this point.
No, okay, good.
It's not Wyoming.
It's Alaska. That's the hint. Come on, it's give Alaska.
Me. Yeah. I know how many's in one state. Do you have population of California?
Yes, I do.
Can you give it to us or no?
I think you could.
Nah, okay.
That should affect
so you guys.
I wouldn't.
I don't care.
Well, no, if he doesn't want me to, I won't.
I mean, that's Andy's show.
No,
I have
mine. No, I'm just saying I won't.
No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Do whatever Andy tells
apparently
you.
Apparently, Brian listens to whatever Andy says.
Yep.
No.
Been that way for years.
But I don't think it really helped, though, or hurt, really, but whatever.
It'll help. Kelly is the point, because he knows a number, and he'll be able to compare that number.
All right. I like it. Everybody got an answer? Yep. Let's reveal. We got Texas from Andy, New York from Nick, Texas from Scotty, and Texas from Kelly. The correct answer is Texas.
Okay. Is it? Wow.
That was the other one, Nick.
That was Florida. Those are the two I was thinking of. Florida was like a deep third I was thinking about.
The coasts up and down Florida are just jam-packed full of people.
Yeah. Yep.
Even though there's no one giant.
Well, I was thinking of, you know, I mean, obviously New York's the biggest city. Chicago's the second biggest city.
Yep. LA.
But Texas has a couple big cities. Houston City is number four.
Three.
Oh, now it is,
New York. Really? They go back and forth, but a few years now it's New York, L.A., then Chicago.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Houston's number four.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's increasing drastically.
Yeah.
And they got Dallas.
Austin's growing. I mean, Texas is just growing.
Texas is growing.
I get that.
Time. Yeah.
Has it always been? I mean, how long has it been number two behind California?
I didn't go that far. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Because I feel like people are moving to Texas more recently.
There's people are leaving California at like the highest rate, but it's still the So this is the U.S. Census Bureau as of July 25. California has approximately 39.5 million. Texas has 31.7 million.
Oh, pretty close. What number do you know, Kelly?
Illinois.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Oh,
so which is what
14 mil?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just estimate.
I know three-fourths live in Chicagoland.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that it was that high.
9 of the 12 million, or whatever, maybe it's 14. Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, the total state is 14. It's population of Chicago, maybe 9-ish.
Mm.
Well, maybe. The area.
Yeah.
I am curious, when did Texas become like the second most populated state?
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't always that way.
Yeah, sure.
It has been in the second spot since 1994.
That's actually quite a long time.
Way longer than I thought.
Way longer.
So fast.
Way longer.
That's why we pay her the big bucks.
Thank you, internet.
Thank you, pro.
She's earning it.
Yep.
All right, B, what do you got next?
All right, boys. Moving on to number seven.
Nick's winning. He wants to keep that lead riding.
Kelly's winning now.
Oh.
I didn't get Texas. Go ahead. Sorry.
What movie won the Oscar for Best Picture of the year in 1989?
Well, it's Kickboxer. I just watched that today.
Okay.
Oscar Best Picture, 1989.
I have no idea.
This is super random. I mean, you're fitting the title for sure.
Yeah, I love it.
Because you're all over the place. I know, so I do love it.
That's how I did it. I literally came in my head, I put it down. That's what I did.
1989.
So you knew this? This is just something
No. Question. Oh. I'm not saying I knew this stuff, but like that's literally how I did it. Like over last week or two. Popped my head is right down.
Well, that's awesome.
Nick's bragging.
I just thought it'd be fun. Like, I don't know.
45 fictional bands on his episode.
Yeah.
You know.
1989.
It's got to be Scott or Nick on this one.
Oh, this is. I'm
writing a movie down.
I'll give you one slight hint. I'd be shocked if no one. Like, I bet you've all seen this.
I'm sure we've all seen it. Yeah. But like,
okay.
But that's
best picture from the Academy Awards.
From the Oscars. Yeah. Best picture, 1989.
Hmm.
It's also a bonus question with this one. Now I'm not very confident. I hear you. Oh, no, I knew it was going to be
80. I mean,
I know. Yeah.
There are certain years, like, you know the answer for the best picture of that year. Yep. 89 is
it. And, like, the first few I looked at, I'm like, that's just a layup. So I wanted to make it, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, I apologize if I'm going to ruin anything, but it was awarded in 89?
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it's an 89 movie, though. Asking.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's like the Super Bowl discussion we had the one time. Yeah.
I don't even know. Okay. You know, this one best picture, like 89, that's just a tough.
For the record, B, you call them the other ones layups. You could ask me any year, up to and including this one, and I'm not sure I could name you the Oscar winner just by knowing it.
I got you.
If you ask me, is Forrest Gump an Oscar winner? I know the answer is yes. I don't know what year it is.
Oh, Forrest Gump. That's a good one.
There's a few I know the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Several. So,
that's not 89. But
yeah. No, that was midnight.
All right, boys. We got to get down to it.
I know. So. Hey, give me one more second. I'm
going to give you a five count. How about that?
89.
A long five count.
Mississippi.
I don't even know if this.
I'm so terrible at this. 8 years and.
All right, let's go ahead and reveal.
I couldn't think of anything.
We got Aliens from Andy.
It's like 70.
Scotty, or I'm sorry, Nick Abstain. Scotty's got Rain Man, and Kelly has Big. We have one correct answer. It is Rain Man.
Nice work.
I knew it was 88, and then that's why
Rain Man was released in 88. It stars Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
You are Rain Man.
One movie that popped in my head, and I could not think of the year was right, was Driving Miss Daisy, but I don't even know if that was even a best picture. Yes. Like, that's a tough that's a tough thing to figure
definitely
out.
Definitely nominated,
Yeah.
I originally wrote down Under Siege. I was just making stuff up.
Under Siege, Steven Seagal movie?
Just trying to come up with Crimson a movie. Tide. I have no idea.
Crimson Tide.
Danny and June.
That was later. That'd have been 94-ish, maybe.
Crimson Tide?
Forrest Gump.
I feel like that was early 94. 90s. 94 was Forrest Gump, yes.
100%.
It won. Yeah. It won in 95, yes. I think.
Four.
No, 94.
94.
To beat Shawshank.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Good question. I like it.
Like I said, there's certain years you know.
He's a Rain Man.
Yeah. That's tough. That's good on you, Doc.
And I think Aliens is 86.
You say, I thought it was 95. I'm like Braveheart. Like, there's certain ones I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's
94, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2001, Gladiator. Yeah. Like, there's certain, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, there's some that pop in your head. Like, if you would have gone 70s, you start thinking like Godfather and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
89, it's a random year for a random trivia, which I love it.
I thought Alien was like 79.
No. Alien. I put Aliens. That's the sequel.
Mm. Alien, the original, you're right.
Plural.
Plural.
Yes. Those sons of turds.
Alien 1, Aliens 2.
We do have a bonus here.
Okay.
Bonus question.
Okay.
So, all right. Rain Man 1. Best Picture of the Year, the Oscar for Best Picture of the Year in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
There was a total of 5 nominations for that award. Name one of the others. So four other movies, and name one, and I'll give you a point.
Wait. Name four of the other movies that were nominated that year?
One of the other four. There was four other four other movies nominated. If you can name one, I'll give you a point.
Okay.
Jeez.
This is a tough one, I get it, but it's a bonus. So.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a layup, right?
Right.
All right. I am pretty confident this movie came out in 1988.
Really?
I'm pretty confident.
Oh, my gosh. No, that would have been later. Dang it. Like, everything that keeps popping in my head is like, I feel like it's a 90s movie.
Right.
Everything that keeps popping in my head, I'm like, I don't know what year that was.
Yeah. Wait, is that a movie?
Do we know all the movies on that list, you think? That
I personally, I know two of them.
You know,
seen one, heard of two.
Yeah. Wow.
Including
that's,
that one.
That's tough.
That's why I said it's not an easy one. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, whatever.
This is tough.
All right, let's go and reveal, guys. Oh, we'll give you a second. There's that sound we're talking about. Yeah.
All right,
let's go and reveal. We got Harry and the Hendersons. I love that. Field of Dreams, Mississippi Burning, and Pretty Woman. One correct answer, Mississippi Burning.
Wow. That was in the 90s. Doc, I am so disgusted by you.
Wow. So Rain Man was Picture of the Year.
I was going to write Die Hard as well as the other.
The other nominations were Dangerous Liaisons.
Heard of it.
Mississippi Burning.
Heard of it.
Working Girl.
Yes.
Heard the of it. Accidental Tourist.
Okay. Yes.
That one I've heard of. Those. I don't know.
I haven't heard of that. Yeah. One.
No. I was trying to think of a Harrison Ford movie. I wouldn't have got to Working Girl.
Yeah.
Wow. Doc.
A little known fact, Harrison Ford played the Sasquatch in Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, we're all doing it.
That's the first movie I cried.
I just watched that like a week ago.
You cried during Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah, when he punches him to make him go away.
It was.
I was like 8 years old or 10 years old.
It was an emotional moment.
I'm sure it was for some.
And I'm oblivious.
Core memory, Nick. That's why I cry at commercials.
Wow.
Every time he sees a Sasquatch. Yeah.
I try not to judge, but you make it hard.
All right, boys. We are moving on to question number 8. What team?
Mike's to your left.
What team did the Quebec Nordiques become? What? What team? NHL, by the way. I feel like I should not say that. But which NHL, you know, did they become? The Quebec Nordiques.
This is fantastic that you're asking this question.
Can any hints?
No.
Is it?
No hints.
Okay, let me just ask a question. If he wants to answer it, he can.
It's his show. He can do whatever he wants.
A hint on that one. Okay.
Is the team that they became still around?
You
can answer it or you don't have to.
What's interesting is if he answers yes or no, it does not affect me.
No.
You would be able to guess the current team.
He doesn't even know.
I don't know. I'm out.
Dang.
Not going to answer?
They exist.
Okay.
So which team did the Quebec
I wrote down a team. I don't know if they exist or not still. I have no idea. I think they do. I don't know for sure.
We're going to have words after this.
I don't watch a lot of
Nick is disconnected from hockey.
I don't watch a lot of hockey.
I have a few more questions after this, too.
Oh.
About hockey?
Are they random?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, just life in general.
Does anybody have an answer?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's reveal. Andy has the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a baseball team. That is a baseball team.
Oh, my God.
We have the Ottawa Senators from Nick.
I can't believe I knew that.
We have the Colorado Avalanche from Scotty and the Florida Panthers from Kelly. The correct answer is the Colorado Avalanche.
Dang it, Scotty. You're killing it.
Did you say the Colorado Rockies?
He went baseball. Yeah. He definitely went baseball.
I said he went baseball.
You're not allowed to answer any more questions for the rest.
Listen to this.
No.
I'm not making excuses.
That was funny.
I'm making it worse, actually.
No, that wasn't funny. That was
Today's
sad.
Today's episode that released on podcast was Canada.
Yes.
Right.
And we went through the NHL teams.
Yes.
And I, last minute, added Quebec Nordiques. And when that was wrong, Brian told me that it was the Colorado Avalanche that they became.
Yes.
And as I'm writing Rockies, my brain is seeing Avalanche.
You're like
appear on the board. I was so overly confident.
You were very confident.
You were very, and you were halfway there.
Lord. So a little fun fact about that: the Nordiques became the Avalanche in May of 1995. In the inaugural season, 95-96 NHL season, they won the Stanley Cup. First year in Colorado. Oh,
wow. Did they ever win as the Nordiques or no? Do you know?
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did, but I'm not 100%
sure. Do you think Quebec claims that championship?
No, they don't.
I wouldn't think so. Because you know how they do that. Attribute the franchise wins to teams that have moved.
Yeah,
sure.
Like the Rams have three titles now or whatever. One's in St. Louis, though.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers had some from when they were in the Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Quebec Nordiques did not win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best names, though, in my
opinion. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Quebec Nordiques. That's just,
I don't know what a Nordique is.
I don't know what it means, but I like
logo,
it.
Right?
What's that?
Wasn't it like an elephant on there?
Norwal. Hartford Whalers had a whale tail.
Yeah.
That's one of the best jerseys.
Nobody's told me what a Nordique is.
I think it's a
Nobody knows.
I think it's a Canadian thing. Yeah.
It's a Canadian thing. Like Canucks.
Is yeah.
That's very specific. Thank you.
It's a slang term for a northerner in French.
Okay.
There you go.
Nordique.
All right, moving on to question 9, boys.
No, before you move on, we got to do a score check. It's been 8.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sorry about that. We're going to hear from our sponsors and then get a score check from Nick.
But we don't do sponsors after 8.
Whatever. Maybe, it doesn't matter.
We can make more money that way.
Edit. Keep talking.
All right, so after 8, from worst to first, Andy and I have 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're getting smoked.
The Rockies.
Kelly's got 3. Doc got 5. Not bad. Not bad at all.
I was in last. 3 questions
You ago. Were. You were. But then you just made a run. Hell of a run.
Killing it.
Hope there's some bonuses on, 9 and 10, maybe.
One more bonus, and I can honestly say you don't have a chance. Wow. I mean, none of you. I'd be shocked if anybody got that right.
Oh, okay.
I love when people write trivia that nobody's going to get it right.
Blow your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian, why would you write a trivia where you don't think any of us know it?
It's a bonus question.
Oh, okay.
The next question I think people will know. Bonus on it.
Don't yell at me.
All right, guys. Number 9. What is the name of the motel where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I've ever heard this
before. Oh, okay. I thought someone would know this.
Oh, okay. We've discussed it before.
We have discussed many details about it, but I don't know if we've had the name, and if we have, then it didn't land.
Mm. So what is the name of the motel where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated?
Brian, you have to read my answer correctly when I show it to you.
You know it?
No, I don't.
All right. I got a hotel down. Assuming. Did he say hotel?
I think he said motel.
Motel. It's a motel.
I'm definitely wrong.
Is it
just change the M and the H. H to the M.
That's not what I mean.
Is it the no-tel motel?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
All right. You guys got something?
We don't. Is this the one with the bonus?
There's a bonus question to it.
Okay. So it's harder than this question.
I didn't think it was that. I thought for sure at least 2 people would get it. I really
didn't. Really? No, I should know this. And I'm
surprised. I'm a little surprised, honestly.
I have no idea.
I am very
mad
that I don't.
Fine. All right, let's reveal. Andy's got the Peabody.
Nope.
We got the Red Roof Inn from Nick's Side Motel.
Scotty. Nice, Scotty.
And the Manchester from Kelly. The correct answer is the Lorraine Motel.
The Lorraine.
Yep.
In Memphis, yes?
Small.
In Memphis, that is correct. So he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968, and that motel now serves as the National Civil Rights Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said on a previous episode, I believe, that you've seen it, and the room.
Just like, as it was.
Exactly.
There's a cigarette in the ashtray.
Yeah,
Bible's open. Sheets are back on the bed. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That is wild.
It's pretty heavy. Mm. You go on a bus where it screams at you, telling you to get to the back of the bus.
Yeah,
I took kids on a field trip in college as an internship, and it was
And you can go into the really diner good. And listen yep. to people yell at you. Like
It's crazy.
That, every time I do that, so people sad. Get so mad at me.
Yeah, every I get it.
Nick's one of the actors.
Yeah. Like, I'm playing the part, guys. They don't get it.
All right, so
what's the bonus?
Have a bonus, which you might as well just take a shot in the dark.
What was Martin Luther King's shoe size?
Did I get the number right?
Yeah.
So Martin Luther King Jr. was shot at the Lorraine Motel.
True. I win.
Yep, on his balcony. What's his room number?
Oh man, that's a good trivia question.
What was his room number at the Lorraine Motel?
Do you know this already? Would you have known?
I did not know this, no. I knew the motel, but I did not know. I would not have been able to guess the room.
I like this as a bonus question.
I do, too.
It's completely, if you know, you know.
It's very, that's exactly right.
I mean.
Which is the whole spirit.
You can have kind of an educated guess if you know anything about the.
There's a balcony. It's probably not a 100.
true.
Nick, did I just change your mind there? Okay.
No.
And it's a okay.
Yeah.
You just said the number, though. What's funny is I'll give you a little fun fact after we're done. It's a little weird.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and reveal.
Yep.
We got 363 from Andy.
Holy smokes. What is that?
212 from Nick, 214 from Scotty, and 214 from Kelly.
It's going to be 213.
The room number was 306.
Oh, that's what I meant to write.
There was a third floor?
I misspelled it.
Here's the thing. It says he was outside of the balcony of room 306 on the second floor.
That doesn't make any sense.
You look it up as much. Yeah. So the only thing I think it was like the first floor, there's no balcony, right?
Mm-hmm.
So second floor.
Second floor.
That's you know, when you get to the third floor, that's the second balcony. That's the only thing I can think. Does that make you see what I'm saying?
There would
that's
be only no thing.
Otherwise, it doesn't. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah. First floor is rooms 1 through 50.
Yeah, and then there's no balconies on the first floor.
Usually the first floor is like 101, 102, 103. The second floor, 201, 202, 203.
Back in the day, maybe they did them.
I'm confused by the number. What I'm saying is the floors. He was on a second floor balcony. So I'm saying I think it's because there's no balcony on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it is
a patio on the first floor.
That's all I'm saying.
Floor.
I don't know.
Yeah, I understand what you're
very
saying.
Weird,
I can't believe
though.
How close the weird. Three of you were.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Same number.
Yeah.
Share a brain.
All right. We got one more to go.
Oh, boy.
Any chance of a bonus question?
No, that was it. Bonuses are done.
We're Scott one.
Pretty much.
I'm done.
I'll bet you $1 on this question, Nick. Or, okay, Ray.
Let's hear it first.
Me and you?
Me and you.
Side bet?
$1.
100%. One shot of Malort.
Of one. Okay, that's true. We
should gamble. Shot of Malort.
Real money. One shot of Malort.
$1 and a shot.
$1 shot. Go on.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Who is the only male actor to win the Oscar for Best Actor 3 times?
That's a good question.
Who is the only actor, male actor, to win a Best Actor 3 times?
Any hints? Time frame?
I'm not giving hints on this one.
It's too much at stake.
Once again, I'm a little surprised. I thought people would. Yeah, all right.
Got a few names rattling, and I can get to 2 for all of them. I'm struggling to get to a third for all of them.
I have no idea.
I'm changing. Ooh, and I might regret it bad. Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. I'll give you guys but 5 count, I guess, and then we're going to have to reveal. All right. Let's go ahead and reveal, boys.
I don't think that's right.
Andy has Marlon Brando. Nick has Jack Nicholson. Scotty with Tom Hanks. And Kelly with Jack Nicholson. First off, let me express that I'm a little disappointed right now.
Oh, boy.
As movie guys, entertainment, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
He did not cross my mind at all.
My left foot.
That's one of the movies he won for. What are the other two?
Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
Nope.
No?
No.
Born on the 4th of July. No, that was Tom Hanks. Cruise.
For Best Actor, right? Not supporting, just Best Actor.
Best Actor.
Lincoln.
That's
the one with the jackrabbits.
Yeah, the
Kings
5
of New York.
Kings of New York.
Kings of New York.
Nope.
There Will Be Blood.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So.
Wow.
I mean, yep. I think we named all 5 of his movies because he only does one about every 5 years. Man.
Well, I was with you, Andy. I kept thinking of everyone. I'm like, well, no,
I can only get
I remember he retired a little while ago, but now he's in some movie that's coming out again. He's back.
Yeah, I think
he is a great actor.
Oh, he is.
Yes. But I thought someone would know that, honestly, because like, I knew he's like.
For some reason, he never crossed my mind, and he should have.
I mean, maybe because of that, but I mean, a lot of people call him the best actor ever, like male actor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be hard to argue.
His resume is pretty impressive.
Yeah. His win rate.
All right, what we got in the final there, Nick?
All right, so to end it all, not exactly big scores for anybody, but Andy and I had 2. Kelly, you ended up with 3. Doc, congratulations, you got 5.
Hey, good job, buddy. 50%.
I really had 3.
We'll give it to you.
You got 3?
I had the average.
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
Do you guys want the tiebreaker for the heck of it?
Point.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Are we playing or are you just asking? I want
to. It doesn't matter. I'll just ask it. You know. I want to play. So this is driving. If I'm driving from LA to New York or New York to LA, how many miles is that driving?
Okay.
I say it because when you look it up, like, there's flight miles. There's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're driving, though, from New York to L.A. or vice versa.
The shortest.
Wait, is this
how many miles is
that? Well, is this point A to point B or?
Quickest route you can be driving.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Is this known?
No.
Negative.
Okay.
So I had a neighborhood, but I wasn't. I'd be surprised if anybody knew the exact.
It would be different than just the actual land distance from LA to New York.
Well,
quite a diagonal across the country, not only across the country.
That's why I threw in driving and shortest.
Crow flies, if you would.
Right.
I'm going to keep with my answer, but it's probably more than this.
I went a little low,
Let's see them. We got 2893 from Andy, 3148, and 3127. The correct answer is 2,789.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's
good job.
Once again, Kelly, Scotty. We were really close.
Yeah. Sorry, Scotty, your win is negated. I have just won the episode, unfortunately.
And Scott's been on the same page, but he's perpetually one step ahead of me.
And you're both wrong.
He's 5'7". How's he ahead of you?
I'm the
quick. I got Flintstone legs.
That's funny.
I want to see your feet then.
Flintstone legs with hobbit feet. Good for you, buddy.
I did like that trivia. I mean, obviously, a little difficult, but I think there was a couple of answers that I was disappointed in myself in. But
been watching a lot more Jeopardy, and sometimes I'm very impressed with how I do, and sometimes I just feel like a moron.
Well, that's
and it just comes down to the category.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I watch Jeopardy, and sometimes I'm with certain people, and I'll be rattling off answers.
Yeah,
like, dude, you're a genius.
Flexing, right? I know.
And then there's sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Oh, man, this is a tough one. This is really tough.
Literature, biblical, operas, I'm out.
Broadway.
Right.
I remember we were at your house one night, and we started doing music, like you play like a note or two of a song.
This pissed
me
off.
And I was killing them. And there's some people that are like, that is amazing. Like, I felt pretty good. I was killing him.
He was destroying me. I got really mad.
Like in a Name That Tune
type. Yeah, it's like we play like
it was on TV.
Yeah.
Like on.
I'm talking about the time we were in the garage with other people.
Very good. All right. Nick, you got the scores updated there?
Yep.
You just want to eliminate that altogether.
That's all taken care of.
All right. Good job, Doc. I give you your applause. Yeah, we got you. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Don't forget, subscribe, check us out in our email, all the socials, donate to the crew, all that good stuff's all in the show notes, and leave us a review while you're at it. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
See ya! Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogowear.com. Through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.